Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. The 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth will begin today in New Delhi. The three-day conference will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. The Supreme Court yesterday said it will ask states to pay a heavy compensation for dog bites incidents and hold the dog feeders accountable. The top court flagged its concern over the lack of implementation of norms on stray animals for the past 5 years. The apex court said dog feeders will also be held responsible and accountable for dog bite incidents. During the hearing, the court questioned the conduct of people and organizations feeding stray dogs in public places, asking whether compassion is limited to animals and not extended to humans. The top court was hearing several petitions seeking modification of its November last year's order, directing the authorities to remove these stray animals from the institutional areas and roads. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the center, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the establishment of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Nagpur, of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare.
India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Nagpur has been established as a strategically significant tertiary healthcare institution in the eastern part of Maharashtra for strengthening advanced medical care delivery for the Vidarbha region and the city of Nagpur. The project commenced on 7th of October 2015 and was taken up as a major healthcare infrastructure initiative with a sanctioned project cost of 1,577 crore rupees. Recognizing its importance for public health outcomes in the region, the project was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the Pragati mechanism on 30th of August 2017. With focused monitoring and timely resolution of implementation challenges, the project achieved 100% physical progress and was completed on 30th of December 2021. The establishment and successful operationalization of AIIMS Nagpur reflects Prime Minister's deep commitment to the people of Maharashtra and his resolve to correct historical regional imbalances in access to world-class healthcare. The institute stands as a symbol of his broader vision to transform Vidarbha into a developed, self-reliant and opportunity-rich region. Beyond its physical infrastructure, the institute stands as a critical pillar of public healthcare delivery, ensuring that high-quality, specialized medical services are accessible closer to home for millions of citizens in eastern Maharashtra. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The 17th General Conference of the AU Students' Conference commenced yesterday at Chungtia Village in Mokokchung. The three-day conference is being held under the theme Strengthening Horizons. Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha and President of NPCC, S. Subang Marin Jamir, in his address, emphasized humility as a key quality of leadership. He called upon the students to remain focused, God-fearing and to make God the foundation of their lives in order to achieve success. Encouraging self-discovery and perseverance, he urged the students to understand themselves, explore their potential and continue facing challenges until their goals are achieved. Stressing the importance of introspection, Mr. Jamir highlighted the need to have a clear objective in life to succeed. He also noted that in today's highly competitive world, one must strive for the top, as consistent effort and sustained focus ultimately lead to success. Pawan Hans Dolphin twin-engine helicopter successfully conducted trial landing yesterday at the helipads of five districts of Nagaland. The trial marks a significant step toward the launch of helicopter services under the first phase of the RCS Udan scheme of the Ministry of Civil Aviation. The trial landings took place at Kohima, Mokokchung, Pak, Tuen Sang and Zuniboto. Under this phase, the five districts will be connected to Dimapur, aiming to improve regional air connectivity and enhance accessibility across Nagaland. And Festival of Harvest, Makar Sankranti, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Makar Sankranti signals the end of winter and the beginning of longer days. The festival is known with different names in different parts of the country. It is celebrated as Pongal in Tamil Nadu, Uttarayan in Gujarat, Bhogali Bihu in Assam, Paush Sankranti in West Bengal. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.